Hello and welcome to YHTV. I'm Christina Souza Ma, your host of this new program, Flowing into Awareness, with visionary and master intuitive, Anatara. This is episode 4, and today Anatara will be speaking on pulsing in readiness. Hello and welcome, Anatara.
Hello, Christina.
So I do believe that you're not at home right now. I do believe you're on those beautiful islands over there in the Pacific.
Yes, I am indeed in Hawaii. I've been here for almost 2 weeks, and I'm just continuing on my little flow, my own flow around the planet, having been in Sedona for 2 weeks before I arrived here. And it's so interesting how when I move through space and move through time, quite literally, you know, from all of the vortexes in Sedona and the energies that they help one access and sense. It's really you put yourself in spaces on the earth that are more active energy wise, and it triggers something inside. It allows something to come up. It shows you where you have certain sorts of energetic resonance that you don't necessarily feel when you are at home. Mm-hmm. So having moved from there and now into these delicious, tropical, literally sumptuous, warm waters, you know, of Hawaii, I feel the new resonance that I was made aware of while in Sedona come through in even in a more full way and in a more graceful way, a smoother, watery sort of way.
We're very envious right now. We are pulsing now to want to be there in that sumptuous land.
Well, it's a gift. It's a gift to the senses, and it's a gift to the heart, and it's a gift to the awareness that I have about myself and about life and about the planet and about, you know, everything that we feel we may be moving into with the energetics that are coming to us, especially in December. And it was swimming with the dolphins that brought to me the concept of pulsing in readiness. Mm. And I'll come back to that in a moment, but I just want to say that here on the Kona coast of the big island of Hawaii, one can enter the waters and be immediately present with wild dolphins. They swim offshore at night feeding. They come into the sacred bays and beautiful waters of the coastline during the day to rest. And as they rest, as they do their sleeping, you know, whatever that means to them and their bodies and their brains, they swim in spirals. They create these beautiful, very large vortexes of smooth, loving, pod-like intention. Mm. And when you enter the waters and to swim with them, or just to simply observe them as you're doing that, as they are doing that, you become a part of that support system that they are for one another. You literally become a part of their consciousness. And it doesn't matter whether you feel that you can communicate with them telepathically or in any other way. What happens is that your heart feels the love that they are, and your heart starts to perceive the perfection that they are in their relationship to the ocean and to one another and to the earth, and literally to the galaxies, the multiverses, and beyond. And you find that inside you, and here comes the pulsing part, you find that inside you, there is a receptor in a way. There are moments and places that you can physically and sensitively and sensually feel that pulse. And it made me become completely aware that I am always pulsing in readiness. What am I pulsing in readiness for? This is taking it away from what my mind thinks I'm pulsing in readiness for. What is my whole being standing by in openness to? Mm. what is coming that I am starting to gear up to with the pulsing, with the pulsation, with the knowing from inside that I am ready for something, ready for anything, that I am available to whatever that is, and that I will be present when it starts to flow through me. And really, that's just a metaphor for living. It's a metaphor for daily existence. Working with intuition or being present for intuition, I may just be getting in my car and starting the motor. And I know that as I pull out, I need to be aware of something in particular, or that as I drive down the road, I will be meeting with someone that I need to hear something from, or that the day ahead of me is going to be full of joy and fun and swimming with the dolphins. There are so many levels of letting that pulse come through to us. And I really feel that as a species, as humankind, as dolphin kind, as earth kind, we are ready for an opening, and we are ready to step up or give some gas to that pulsing. And when I speak about giving attention to, or giving, it's time to step up, give it some gas, give it some oomph. All that really means is that we are to take off the dampening fields, let the programs that tell us what to do and how to do it regularly slip away and be replaced by a perfect kind of openness, a kind of readiness that isn't going to tune out any of the important details. And, I say this all the time. We talk about what's coming, the energies of December as different alignments, planetary alignments happen, as we flow into different energetic fields that may allow us to have a different perspective on our existence, to allow the heart to feel more and to direct us more, to allow the messages that come through intuition to be our guides. We are like seeds. We're like seeds of creativity, just starting to pulse, starting to beat, starting to let every beat expand us and open us a little bit more, so that there's nothing in the way when big shifts start to happen and more energies are available to us. And as I enter these waters and as I spend time with the dolphins, I not only feel, but I see how spectacularly they are in the moment. They don't carry around any luggage. They don't have to go to. They are driving cars. They're moving their bodies through the quantum essence of their time and their space. So they live in the ocean. They play in the ocean. They eat. They drink. They flow. They make love. They delight in exactly what's around them. They don't have anything to create on the physical level, on the physical scale. They create with their love. They create space. They create this dynamic that we as humans can enter into. And I also know that they are holding and maintaining certain planetary linkages and energetic streams, so that the transition for us and for them can be as big and as heartfelt and creatively loving as it's all meant to be. And by watching the simplicity of how their lives work, it absolutely makes me observe the places in my life where it is not so simple. And the places in my life where my mind says, that needs to be more complicated, or you really need to consider this or this or that. As I'm traveling with a very good friend, we have discovered that we don't need to know most of the time where we're going to be the next day. So in other words, we don't always know where we're going to stay. We do have a car. We can put our things into the car. And we can move somewhere. But knowing where that movement is going to take us is not something that we're finding we have to have. Mm. So the flowment, the flowing, the movement, I like that flowment. Maybe we should, yes. The flowing from one moment to the next is becoming very peacefully unknown. Mm. There's no, the currency of having to do something or having to know or needing to be reassured by knowing where we might go to physically. It doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. We leave the place that we're staying at in the morning. We listen as we drive to where we are not supposed to go, but where we feel we are intended to be. Mm-hmm. There's a big there. That feeling where we're intended to be or intended to start doesn't come from the mind. It comes from that place of pulsing. It comes from the place where we are allowing ourselves to pulse in readiness. Mm-hmm. So it's not really like waiting. It's more like being present until the next message comes through. Mm-hmm. And seeing the dolphins and how they live and hearing their, you know, their sonar as they click and talk to each other and click and assess us when we come into their spaces, you know that they're really doing the same thing. They're knowing and being present for the fact that something will come. Mm. Not mattering what that will be or when it will be, but just circling, being part of the vortexes, being part of the unfoldment of spirit and heart as it brings itself to us. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the essence of what I describe as pulsing in readiness. Mm-hmm. And we can feel that pulsation. Sometimes it feels like a flutter. Sometimes it feels like bliss. Sometimes it's joy. Sometimes it's quietness. But the pulse is there. The signature of that pulse is always there.
Mm. It almost sounds like the roadway to our intuition, Anantara. It is that pulse. It is that flow. That it's almost like that heartbeat that beats to its own rhythm.
And it beats to its own rhythm with a non-detachable link to everything else.
There you go.
So that it's seeing intuition from a not just. I know I always talk about intuition as being all-encompassing and all-surrounding because it is. It's concentrically around us. It's energetically around us in all directions, and this takes it to an even more to a less described. Where it's just one tiny little pulse, one tiny little sensation that gives us the vast understanding of everything that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
I say we are ready. And that's a great question. And that there's nothing to be unsure about. There's nothing to be afraid of in that uncertainty. It feels like uncertainty. It feels like moving that much into trust, for lack of a word, might take some doing. It feels like if I'm there, I'll be destabilized. If I really live that way, I won't be okay. Or I'll miss something. There's a huge mental and an emotional thing that comes that says, oh my gosh, if I live that way, what will I miss? What will I lack? Mm. And the difference here is that with the energetic gifts that I believe are flowing to us in this December 2012, a lot of those questions won't come up anymore. And a lot of the matter anymore because there is going to be a certainty in the unknown that is available to us in a way that it never has been before.
That's very interesting because right now I like what you said about, you know, the uncertainty and the fear of it, especially at this time. You know, people are looking at 12/21/12, which is, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar, the end of the Hawaiian calendar. And there's so many other metaphysical numerology terms to it. And people are becoming very anxious. They're becoming very anxious as what is in store for us? What is the next movement or the next flow, you know, and is there a way to prepare? And what I'm hearing you say is just allow the pulse to be, just be ready for whatever might come.
Exactly. And even though it sounds very simplistic, there is nothing greater than being in that space. That is the essential epitome of the vastness of all possibility. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy for me to, you know, talk about this and to be in it myself when I'm with the dolphins and I can practice it daily. I do understand and recognize that most of us are still, you know, working and taking care of our families and, you know, moving through our relationships. And I want to say that this other perspective doesn't change any of that. It as well allows it to be all right for whatever it is in the moment, with an understanding and an acceptance and a knowing that if we are present in that, that the next thing we need to know will be available when we need to know it. And that if we are indeed in our hearts, and that the source of our information is coming through our hearts, we can't be misled and we can't be mistaken.
As long as we listen to that pulse within our hearts.
Exactly.
And it always sounds so wonderfully easy, doesn't it? It's like when people say, oh yes, find that stillness within. And meanwhile, people are going, I can't. It's like, what stillness? And it sounds so simple. But you know, for some, it takes years of practice and awareness, and that it's that awareness, that, that moment that you stop and go, oh, do I feel this? Do I feel the pulse? That, and honoring that moment, even if it's for a split second or for two, you know, 2 seconds or even a minute, that's already doing really good.
And really my biggest message, if I have a message to share, is that it's going to become easier and easier and easier to find those moments. Mm-hmm. Because of the, you know, the energetic changes that are coming, the dampening field is being lifted. It's being removed. And what seems difficult now is not going to be a change toward disaster. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a change and a shift and a movement toward much more instant understanding and communication from our intuition. Mm-hmm. Those higher sources, whatever they might be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I absolutely agree. So pulsing in readiness.
Good.
Thank you so much, Anatar, for this moment of insight for us all to be with, especially, you know, right before December 3rd here. I know that some people will be listening to this after that date. And preparing for December 12th. So,
first, all of the pulsing and stages in between.
There you go. We just keep pulsing, everyone. Just keep pulsing no matter what. Thank you so much, Anatara.
You're welcome. Thank you, Christina.
And I would like to take a moment to thank each and every one of you for joining us and supporting us in this new platform of education information. We are always grateful for your continuous support, and we look forward to hearing on how we can support you better. We're very excited to announce that you can now access Magical Medical Tour and to very soon Trinity of Life through iTunes, and very soon Flowing into Awareness with Anatara. So please keep a lookout on that. At this point, you can actually just go to iTunes and just look up YHTV and you should see the whole listings there. So you can download it to whatever form that makes it easier for you to listen to our shows. And of course, we invite you continuously to join us live every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern Time for Magical Medical Tour, Wednesdays for Trinity of Life at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, followed every week every other week at this point, hopefully soon to be every week, with this new show, Flowing Into Awareness with Anatara. Anatara has been also offering intuitive readings, which she calls angel listenings, and spiritual counsel for over 25 years to clients throughout the U.S., Canada, and Europe. You can be in touch with her at myyogahub.com/Anatara and on Twitter at Anatara and, of course, her own site, anatara.ca. Until next time, namaste. Yoo-hoo!
Yeah, nice.
Boy, did that flow or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd be swimming. She's splashing. She's using those new fins as she's flowing into awareness.